2.3 billion people in the world don't have a safe toilet, and there's about 892 million that still practice open defecation. So no toilet at all.
So what's the point of having this toilet right here in Geneva? Are people going to take this seriously?
Well, I hope they do. You know, it's of course we have the SDGs. SDG 6.2 is about
sustainable development goals.
The sustainable development goals number 6.2 is about sustainably managed sanitation and hygiene. And having the sustainable development goals alone is not enough. We need to keep up the advocacy. We need to tell people that there is still a huge issue out there that we all take for granted, as you say.
How does it hold people back in terms of their development?
Well, it holds children back. There's about the death of children. There's still about 360,000 children under five each year dying of diarrhea. And 88% of those is due to poor sanitation and hygiene.
Now, there is a World Toilet Day. I mean, some people snigger about it, but it's a massively important issue, of course. And the UN General Assembly thought so too, and it created World Toilet Day. So between the 90s, when the World Toilet Day was created, and today, 30 years or so, almost, what is the success and what's the achievement?
Well,
or is there an achievement? You're looking like it's a difficult question, so perhaps there hasn't been enough achievement.
There has been a lot of achievement. There's loads more people, of course, have access to a toilet, but unfortunately many still don't. The human right to water and sanitation was recognized by the General Assembly as well, and many, many countries actually have taken huge stride in improving the sanitation situation.
Such
as? Most recently, wow. India. Prime Minister Modi, 4 years ago, launched the Clean India campaign with an aim to provide 90 million families with a toilet, and last month they celebrated the 4 years of that 5-year program, and they have made huge strides. They were home to 60% of the world's open defecators. More than 500 million people were defecating in the open in 2014, and current data suggests that it has been reduced to about 20% of the world's open defecators, and that equals still to about 40 or 60 million people in India still defecating in the open, but that has come down tremendously. Other countries include China, that is prioritizing sanitation. Nigeria only last week announced a 300 million, so 30 billion naira fund, not fully funded yet, but also to address basic access to basic drinking water and sanitation. Other countries, Ethiopia, Indonesia, really, really making great strides in tackling this problem.
So it is becoming part of the mainstream conversation at a multilateral level?
Increasingly, but not enough. If you look at the share of ODA, of official development aid, that is going to WASH, to water supply, sanitation and hygiene, that share is steadily declining, meaning other sectors get more funding. Now, of course, we know that it is not only official development aid that is going to meet the sustainable development goals. So we're also discussing to unlock private sector capital and involve private sector actors to actually help countries and work with countries to address it. And later on, there's an event with the Toilet Board Coalition, where there's many private sector partners engaged as well in helping the development community and countries to tackle this really pressing problem.
And you're doing this awareness-raising campaign with the mission of Singapore here in Geneva. So what is their involvement? How far are they progressing in their sanitation cleanup campaign?
Well, Singapore has been a leader in Southeast Asia when it comes to addressing sanitation issues. I mean, they're the furthest ahead when it comes to wastewater treatment. And of course, they're very affluent, so they can afford it. And they have a small country with limited space. But they're really a leader. And through the regional sanitation conferences, they share their experiences. But Singapore is also the home of Jack Sim, who was actually the founder of World Toilet Day. And that's actually his little statue here.
So next to you, let me explain, just next to you, squatting down here, is a little lad. Let's go and have a look at him, shall we?
Well, Jack Sim, he made this statue, and there's a bigger version of it in Singapore. He made a statue to actually highlight the importance of open defecation. There are hundreds of millions of children, like small Jack here, when he was a boy more than 50 years ago, that still don't have a place to go, that still squat somewhere out in the field and do their business there. And you can only imagine what an incredible havoc that potentially creates for all the people living around there.
And stressful for the person who has to find a place to do that too.
Especially women and girls. I mean, there's a lot of documentation now about violence for girls that have to find a private place to relieve themselves and being attacked. So indeed, it is an issue for women and children and girls particularly, but it's also a dignity issue. And it is a social norm issue. At some point, and this is how India is tackling it, it is changing the social norm that open defecation no longer is acceptable, but it's actually shied away from and encouraging people to construct their own toilets and start using their toilets.
I'm very glad to be able to squat with you in the center of Geneva. I'm not sure I'll be doing it again, but if it helps raise awareness, why not?
Well, absolutely. Raising awareness is, you know, you can't talk enough about this because it is linked to diseases of poverty. And in the 21st century, there is just no place for diseases of poverty like cholera, like polio, like typhoid, and all those other diseases that are related to poor sanitation. So yes, we keep banging that drum.